Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Thursday, November 9th, 2023, in the year of our Lord. I'm Doug Hagman, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support, for your loyalty. And I ask, humbly, I ask that you do a couple of things. Number one, please subscribe to us on Rumble. Subscribe to us on Brighteon. And although I see this as short-lived, I ask that you follow the Hagman Report on Twitter, only because I want to do as much exposure and then damage before we are totally kicked off. All right? That's Hagman Report on Twitter. But also, and most importantly, subscribe to us on Rumble and Brighteon, and also bookmark HagmanPI.com, because there will come a day when we will no longer have any platform. And we went over this in the PM edition yesterday, or last one probably for a while, that's up on Hagman PI right now, that I believe it was the one where we went into what Glenn Beck said about being on the backbone of really Alphabet, and of course how they are censoring everyone. But with me today, I've got Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, Renaissance Precious Metals. I'm going to tell you what, if you want to know anything about gold, silver, precious metals, that's where to go. And if you are looking for a person to trust in that venue, Steve Quayle is the man. The company is if you're looking for a serious investment, go to Renaissance Precious Metals. Also, folks, if you haven't done so already, please do this one thing. This is important. The Mexico Expeditions. And this is a DVD and also a video download. There is a lot of information contained in this report that has relevance to what is taking place today. Alien artifacts unearthed. I mean, you can see the digs and such. Why am I so hot on this right now? Especially with everything that's going on. This is a glimpse, not just of our past, but into the future. I'm telling you, you will be stunned. I've gotten a lot of great feedback from this. And the people who are intelligent enough, and I believe every member of our audience is, except the feds who are monitoring this program. I think you can connect the dots. I'm sure of it. So go to stevequayle.com. Click on the link for Gen 6 Productions, the Mexico Expeditions, and get your DVD and or your video download right now. It's well worth it. Again, glimpse into the future by looking back at the past. All right. Prior to the showtime, of course, with everything going on in the world, we've got a military right now that's woke and broke. And I'm not saying broke without money. I'm saying it's broken. The system is broken. Paul Joseph Watson did a 2-minute expose on what's taking place right now. It's well worth the watch. And before the before airtime, I was talking to Steve, and he said, yeah, "Let's play that." So go ahead, Eric the Tech, and let's hit this 2-minute video clip by Paul Joseph Watson.
Suddenly, and just by coincidence, while they're struggling with recruitment, the U.S. Army put out a recruitment ad targeting young white men.
Stand up! All right,
Yes, it appears as though their commitment to diversity, inclusion and equity has mysteriously taken a backseat. Where's the transgender representation? Where are all the lesbians of colour?
I like to think I've been defending freedom from an early age, eventually standing at the altar to marry my other mom.
Respondents noticed a sudden shift in direction, with some asking if it had anything to do with needing more cannon fodder to fight Israel's conflict. It appears as though they're pressing the panic button. Just last week, the US Army chaotically ordered hundreds of non-commissioned officers to become recruiters immediately. The Army has roughly 10,000 recruiters, but that force has been bleeding troops for over the past year. The 800 emergency recruiting students will allow the service to maintain its numbers. The overall recruitment numbers are also down by 25% this year. Quick, get the white boys back in. The Army's text messaging game also appears to have picked up steam. The US Army's new recruitment ad is so cynical, wrote the American Mind. After 15 years of relentless progressive brainwashing and doing a literal stand down to root out extremists, i.e. white conservatives, they are now facing an existential recruiting crisis and must return again to seducing the children of said extremists into fighting for their country, a country that no longer exists. As Chris Menahan points out, less than 24 hours after this ad came out, the Army announced that they had finished renaming all their military bases named after Confederate generals to advance diversity, inclusion and equity. Fort Hood, Fort Lee, Fort Bragg, Fort Benning and several others have all bitten the dust in the service of diversity. Meanwhile, exactly as we predicted, Democrats are now pushing for the floodgates to be opened for Palestinian refugees. While your boys are getting set to go over there, their boys are coming to America.
And there you go. Okay, that was two minutes of sobering information. Folks, if you would have, and those who are recipients of Steve's private briefings, would have heard or seen that at least a year ago. And I know Steve and I spoke about that on this program as well. Steve, welcome to the Hagmann Report. Thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Doug, and kudos to, you know, kudos to that video and Paul Joseph Watson. He did in a 2 minutes span what we're going to talk about. But I think, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to understand it's more sinister than you could even imagine. And one of the things I want everyone to know is we're coming down to the finish line and the finishing off of the United States of America. We've been warning and warning and warning. And when I told everybody that, my sources, and listen, this is to the praise of God, I'd have to have a source to be able to share this, that they are going to draft white males and females. It's going to be a forcible draft. And in some of the, how should I say, background glyphs even, it is a white sacrifice to Lucifer. Now, we're the only ones on the Hagmann Report, and obviously, you know, maybe a couple other, well, Greg Hunter lets me talk about Jesus, but, and my, you know, podcasts and private briefings, but the detail I was given, Doug, it all makes sense. What are they talking about? 7% of the population, world's population is white. Ask yourself this, why does Satan hate white people so much? Ask yourself this, how has the abomination of desolation, which many of us at this point believe is the Antichrist, I want everybody to understand this, the Antichrist becomes fully possessed of Satan himself. America is the greatest nation in the world, and Obama's own statement said, and we intend to change all that. So why is this critical? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to hype up that you're fighting for God and country. No, you're not. You're fighting for Lucifer and his minions to be sacrificed. Paul Joseph Watson really did a good job in showing the true spirit behind the U.S. military. Oh, isn't it so great? Pronoun person A is marrying another pronoun person A. Oh, isn't it so great? Men who are men have now transitioned into what I would call question marks. And these are the question marks that are going to be ordering your kids and my kids, and by the grace of God, absolutely not, to the front lines to be slaughtered. I remember the days, and Doug, you and I were on the programs together back then, and 14 years ago at least, when the U.S. Military Academy, the Air Force Academy, declared war on God. There were famous lawsuits by chaplains who were being prejudiced against because they were Christians. And I'm telling you, I don't know the date, but anybody who's got young daughters and young sons that'll be draftable, you've got to start praying, and you've got to pray that God will give you the wisdom to hide them out. Now, what I'm saying, point blank, I want to make it, and Doug, if you can say it clear, please do. This is all about killing white men and women. By the way, I've never been a racist, not one now, but I am a realist. And when Obama and his mentor, obviously the Reverend Wright, I think I used to call him sort of Rush Limbaugh, Reverend Wrong, the white hate that has been promulgated in this country, we're seeing it right now. We're seeing it in the orchestrated Palestinian riots pretty much all over the world against Israel. I want to make it clear, ladies and gentlemen, that America that you knew no longer exists. I can't tell you the stories of veterans and their wives that I get. And God bless those of you who contribute to the veterans ministry. But I got to tell you, even some of those people have been some of the most, and I'm sorry to say this, how should I say, fraudulent people that we've ever tried to help. For instance, one guy had fake ID, whatever the discharge papers are. And basically, I'm not kidding, Doug, claimed to be Elvis Presley and sent me his discharge papers. There's only one problem. It was the real Elvis Presley's discharge paper. That's what we fight against, and making sure that real vets who need help. And I even had to change it to combat vets, because in essence, it's so many of the people we see on the streets are combat veterans. Since I started on talk radio, I have been one of the only people banned in all VA hospitals and anything associated with the Veterans Administration, because people who are in the VA hospitals who had listened to me or had internet access, obviously, in the days it was available, they had to go see a shrink if they listened to anything other than what they were being told. And so now we have, I'm looking at Cyrus, he's in my office today. Now we have the, how should I say this, the open in your face. Isn't it interesting? As the people who are sneaking into this country are not white people, we're watching the very fulfillment of the curse in Deuteronomy 28 coming to pass. Doug, you and I, or you've been so gracious to let me talk about that. I can't hit that home enough. We are a nation under judgment. We are a nation that still believes the political bullshit, S-H-E-E-T. And you know what the bullshit is? It's a cover-up of the bull. In other words, not enough just to have the bull S, you got to have a sheet to cover up the bull. So now we've got, you know, a very insipid plan that's being placed and put into place by some incredibly evil Luciferians. It's interesting. One of the things that stood out in my mind was the bloody handprints on the White House gate. Did you see that? When protesters were putting the you know, I don't know if it was blood or red paint, but did you see that?
Yeah,
it was paint. Okay, thank you. And what was interesting is immediately I thought of Daniel's vision and the king's vision, and basically of, you know, the handwriting on the wall. My prayer before the Lord is, God, how do we in the talk radio realm that really understand what's going on? I'm not talking about Bravo Sierra of Johnny Come Latelys or Prophetesses Come Lately. I want to give somebody just a basic understanding of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, but that's not the calling of a prophet. God has 400 false prophets, not God, but there are 400 false prophets to every one true godly prophet. And what's interesting to me, and I just had to share this with a person that was asking before we came on broadcast, they said, how do you tell? I said, when did they say the prophecy? When did they even identify details? So many of them will make it. I'll give you a good example. America's going to war with Russia. Duh. Every headline says that. But the problem is, and this is a real problem, is that people will believe the fakers, and they won't believe the, how do I say this, the people that have been warning, and for the record, I'm not a prophet, but I've been posting Henry Gruber's prophecies, Dimitri Dudeman's prophecies, A.C. Valdez's prophecies, Daisy Osborne's prophecies. I've been posting those since I had an internet site. And what's really astonishing to me is the furthest thing from Politicus Dumb Moronicus, that's maybe more compatible, Politicus Dumb Moronicus, or Moronicus, is the fact that we are now watching in real time the fulfillment of the Word of God coming into our dimension, that this is the judgment time of God on the United States of America. We are provoking four fronts of war. And I posted an article by James Kunstler that is one of the best I put on it. You must read this. I don't think anybody was more succinct in detailing our four-front war, obviously with Russia, obviously with China, obviously with Iran, and obviously with everybody else. So how can we, with a depleted military and a defeated military, remember, the current entity who is the SecDef, Secretary of Defense, kicked out pretty much, and I talked to somebody who's got access to the numbers. He said, Steve, would you believe me if I told you the majority of those were white? I said, of course. When you hate white people and you're a betrayer of your nation, as some of the highest ranking military members are, this isn't hard to believe. So how if you're woke and how if you're broke? And do you think, I want to just throw this out, Doug, and I want your opinion on this because, we haven't talked about this. If you were a white guy and you knew that those in charge of the whole military hated you and they were willing to sacrifice you, would you go down and go, I want to live in America. I want to fight for America. This is America. No, it's not. So your feedback, Doug, please, because, again, that's really critical that we answer this question on today's podcast, because I don't want any Hagman listener losing a son or a daughter. And by the way, this if you're a Christian, you're a black person. If you're a Christian, you're Latino, Mexican. This applies to you, too. And that's what I'm trying to say. This is I don't know how to say it in French, but it's the grand sacrifice. OK.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's God's children who are going to be sacrificed. Go ahead.
OK, if I can take you back to something you said, and I'm going to be looking down here because I have some notes that I pulled out for this very purpose. You spoke about two things. You spoke about Barack Hussein, Barry Satoru, Obama, number one. And you also spoke about Jeremiah Wright. OK, you referenced those two people. I just want to let people know that what we're seeing today was really fostered back during the Clinton administration. And I think this is important background. When Obama was a community organizer, then a junior senator, and also his relationship with the Democratic Socialists of America. Okay, there was a book right around 2000, Ella Baker and the Black Freedom Movement. Just real quick here, I just want to touch on this. And in 2004, Bernadine Dorn, the wife of, name escapes me, I apologize. Anyway, Bernadine Dorn from the Weather Underground wrote this glowing review of that book, Ella Baker and the Black Freedom Movement. And the reason I mention this is because if you go back to 1998, Van Jones, which was part of Obama's advisory committee crew in the White House. But before that, you go back to 1998, Van Jones attended a 1998 Black Radical Congress. Wait a second, what the hell is a Black Radical Congress? Well, it's a subset within our congressional within our Congress. And it's associated with the standing together to organize a revolutionary movement called the acronym of which is STORM. And in fact, Jones, Angela Davis, along with Jeremiah Wright and others, participated with Barack Obama in well, they acted as Obama's spiritual guides, as did Wright himself in this Black Radical Congress. So the reason I mention all of that, and I know that it seems kind of scattered, but the fact of the matter is, everything we're seeing today, the sacrifice of the white, especially the white Christian male and female, and the slaughter, or the messing up of the family unit, the biblical family unit, through the transgenderism as well, which also enters into this woke military, began with Obama, began with Wright, began with the Weather Underground and their influence once Obama took the White House. So everything we're seeing today is a consequence of that. And I'll be quiet now, but I wanted to throw that in there. And yes, this is nothing more than an attempt to kill off the white Christian heterosexual male-female through the cannon fodder that will be the Middle East. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Doug, first of all, I think that outstanding, and I think it's germane because, see, the world deals with the fruit of evil. They just talk about, oh, this battle here, this battle there. The whole, if you will, the world's focused on Israelis and the Palestinians, and it takes the world's eyes off of the border infiltration, and I would say exfiltration. In other words, all the revolutionaries of all the different countries are coming in here. And people, you've got to understand this. A lot of people won't understand what I'm going to say, but pray if you can't receive this, if you know the living God. And if you don't know the living God, watch the vilification of Christians increase dramatically. And those who have been subdued, bewitched, I would say this, mind fornicated with by the biggest mega ministries in the country are going to pay with their eternal life unless they repent. You cannot understand the Luciferian nature of what's going down worldwide until you understand that the gates of hell and all of the depopulationists, they are fulfilling the Luciferian mandate that Jesus himself spoke to, saying, if the days weren't shortened for the elect's sake, there'd be no human beings left alive. When I wrote the book, Genetic Armageddon, Today's Technology, Tomorrow's Monsters, I was pointing out that every barrier that God created and saw that it was good, you know, he didn't see an elephant getting it on with a rhinoceros and say, oh, I really like that. No, he saw everything after its likeness and kind, and he blessed his creation. Now we see the total destruction of creation, but most of all, the crowning point and pivot in all history, I'm saying from the creation of Adam and Eve forward, because the whole pre-Adamic thing is another story and we don't have time. But what we're seeing is a breakdown and takedown. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? When the wicked rule, the righteous mourn. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to suck it up, stand up, speak up, and at the correct time, everybody's going to have to decide. Are your children worth saving from a Luciferian sacrifice for no longer God, the God of the Bible, the one who gave us victories, whether you believe that or not? I could care less. The F word freedom that so few people forget, when the abomination of desolation, here's what I want to say. I understand the historic statement of the abomination of desolation. For instance, Antiochus Epiphany, some people call him Antiochus, and, you know, pigs, slaughtering pigs on the altar in the temple, etc. But I'm talking about the Obama hyphenation of desolation. Look at every city. There's death in the city. And by the way, I would recommend to everybody, it was written 40 years ago, maybe even longer than that, Francis Schaeffer's book, Death in the City. And death in the city isn't so pretty. And now it's turned to basically a defecation pool, and literally where fresh water used to flow in the streets, something out of human byproducts is flowing in the streets. Why is this? Because it's the takedown and takeover of the United States, generating an internal civil war with everybody in the highest forms of office working towards a common goal of destroying this country. And again, Doug, you and I, and obviously Russ, when he was with us, and your whole crew, and what are you guys calling yourself now? I'm sorry, I don't hear well.
It's ShatterOps.org. ShatterOps.org. Go ahead.
And I've been having a conversation with Craig Sawyer that's been just a blessing. By the way, I want to thank every one of you that has helped financially. Vets for Child Rescue. Doug, the Hagman listener and my listeners, they're pretty much the same. And, let's face it, have been so responsive. Look, I can't go out and do what you guys do. I just physically can't, by location and obviously other issues I'm dealing with. I just can't. It's because when your body gives out, your brain can say, I'm with you guys, and your feet say, well, you're not going. And so, the point is that we're watching the very decimation of the United States of America from within, soon to have a bloodbath. I'm sorry, that's my dog. A bloodbath of unimaginable proportions. So the thing.
By the way, we always welcome dogs here. Cyrus, God bless you. How you doing, Cyrus? Sit, roll over, good boy. Lady, the studio dog is right over there, laying down. So
he can't jump up in this chair very well. His little sister's driving him nuts. So my wife has Poppy, and she's like 500 miles per hour, full speed. And Cyrus goes, "Can I just relax? Cyrus, relax, little buddy." And again, the thing is that it's so critical that people at this point in time really come to an honest assessment of where this nation's at. We're watching Owen Schroyer put into solitary confinement, and we're watching murderers and rapists and thugs and slugs, be turned loose on the streets. And I'm sorry, but that's why that bleep word is so bleeping important, because the times are so bleeped up, okay? And again, this is something God's word is very clear. In one of the prophecies and passages in the Old Testament, God says, you guys want, I'm paraphrasing, you guys want filth, I'll pour you out abominable filth, and you'll drown in it. Years ago, when I started on talk radio, KHNC in Johnstown, Colorado, as a regular station, a regular broadcast, I think it was daily. In those days, it was 3 hours a day. You were there too once, at certain point, you've got to condense everything. And I found out that the call-in format was distracting to the general theme, I won't tell you the name, but this one guy always, hi, this is so-and-so from Texas. Every show, I wish I would have had a delete button then. But the point is that it was hard not to make statements that would come to pass in the latter days. And the latter days, see, this is how America works. If you don't get a current word of prophecy that says, behold my children, this is fake, by the way, I love you, I see your cries, I see your prayers, I'm going to give you the biggest blessing you can't imagine. The wealth of the, I'm faking this, the wealth of the righteous is, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. How about, thou shalt not covet even the unrighteous mammon? How about that, Or how about all of the mega ministries using the young ladies in the church who are there, hear about Jesus, and absolutely using them as their personal concubine? And this happens more often than most people think. But they have the cover-up committees. Well, we can't let brother so-and-so get away or this get out, because look what it would do to our financial enterprise. People that some people think are really a good voice, now God is revealing their choice. I want to get back to their choices for Lucifer. Most cannot understand that there are more Luciferian ministers on TV than there are men and women of God. I saw a list, Doug, and I actually couldn't believe it at first. And What makes me think of that I should believe it at all? And I don't have them, so nobody can come raid my computer or hack it. You know, it was received a different way. But you can't, you'd just be surprised. Let me just say that. I'm not trying to impugn anybody.
When you say that, a list of what?
Okay, thank you. A list of the mega pastors who are on the take, financially being paid by government entities and others who have usurped their original calling, and in essence, they become whores. Am I being specific?
Yes.
Such and such ministry, this amount of money, and it's in the millions, sometimes tens of millions, went to such and such ministry, and it transferred through the Isle of Man. If people don't know where that is, it's one of the offshore tax havens off the coast of Great Britain, off of the western coast of Great Britain. And what's interesting is that why would I even bring this up on this show? Because the U.S. military sold us out. The American churches are selling out to the people who go to churches again with a clergy response team. I asked a certain individual, I said, can you find that and post it? He said, Steve, they are so concerned about that getting out and wrecking their plans that it's only, here's his word, couriered. That means it's hand carried. It's considered, you think the B-2 bomber is secret, or the whatever latest edition of the supposed stealth bomber. It's even more important than that, because imagine, Doug, maybe nothing, but what as a detective, and obviously not a detective, but a private investigator, but you are a detective. You have to detect. A detective detects things that are hidden from everyone's normal vision. But what do you think American response would be if somehow across the internet, U.S., all over, these are the people, in the clergy response teams that are, in essence, sacrificing their parishioners. And I won't back down on that. Okay, there's actual pastors that have been there. I know, here's how I say, I only can know what is given to me to know by the promise of God if I be faithful to warn God's people. I wish the Lord would have said, but Steve, don't get disappointed when they don't listen, because it's interesting to me that, let's give a transgender historic view. You just laid it back. Joan Rivers was murdered, and yes, she was. I even saw an interview with Melissa Rivers. Did you see the one where Melissa said Obama was responsible for her mother's death?
Yeah, I saw parts of that. Yeah, I did. And before you go there, just answer your question. My answer would be different from a year ago as to what would people think. Right now, I believe that the vast majority of people are so brainwashed and so mentally held hostage that there would not be an outcry. Steve, if we can have a takeover of our government, a takeover of our voting systems across the U.S., J6 prisoners, including and especially Owen Schroyer in there, and yet everyone sits on their asses collectively and does nothing, while the Free Palestine or Free Hamas people take up residency essentially at BlackRock and in Larry Fink's office and also at the White House, and nothing gets done. Steve, what's it going to take? I mean, the response of clergy, the clergy, if everyone knew that, what would they do anyway, except yawn and go back to whatever they were doing? That's just my...
Well, yeah, I understand. Here's the thing. And I think this will say it all, clear it up for me. It is an unreal expectation at this point in history to expect what should have been done 20 years ago to prevent this point in history. When everybody sat back and watched lie after lie, every single major intelligence agencies ahead of them lied. It didn't matter. Everyone lied and said the Steele dossier was real. And ladies and gentlemen, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton said it, and then he shut him up. He wasn't even eligible to run for president. And the people that brought that up died and mysteriously disappeared.
Susan Daniels, I don't mean to overtalk you or interrupt you. Susan Daniels sat right here. She wrote she was the one that discovered the Social Security issue. And then, of course, you had Loretta Fuddy dying in the plane crash, or a plane, a soft water landing. She was only one of, I think, nine passengers that succumbed. Yeah. And you know, Steve, let me ask you this. You were sounding the alarm bells 10, 20 years ago. No one did a thing except, you know, excoriate you, scold you, and mock you and ridicule you. Now, okay, they expended all their energy doing that. Now the time is here, and I'm just so pissed off because what the mockers and scoffers could have done 20, 10, 15, 20 years ago, this is why we're here now, isn't it? I mean, go ahead.
Yes, exactly. You know, we warned, they scorned. We talked, they mocked, you know. We gave proof, you know, and they basically spoofed our proof. The bottom line is, this isn't about Doug Hagman, about me. It isn't about Alex Jones. It isn't about whoever you listen to, Mike Adams. I'm just naming some of the biggest platforms I'm aware of. But ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this. The Republicans, okay, C-O-N-S, they've been caught with their pants down, too. Seems like everybody in Washington goes around bare bottom naked and shows up at their, bathhouses. But I want to get back to why the country even is undergoing the transsexual movement. Jonathan Cahn did the most beautiful job. You and I interviewed him, and I interviewed him, I think, a couple days later, too, of explaining the ancient gods. You know, and Doug, thanks for mentioning this, but the DVDs, these are four DVD sets. These things right here, you see, these are alien artifacts, some of them 9,000 years old, 1954. You know, the Smithsonian sends, you know, their debunker of all truth down to the area of Tula, Mexico, T-U-L-A. And the thing is that everything that's real is covered up. The aliens bred with the Aztecs, and I'll tell you where the Aztecs, Mayan, Incan disappeared. They were absolutely, either they fled north, especially the Aztecs, into the United States, into the desert southwest, as far up as Utah. And the point is that this is, if you want to understand the future, you need to see the past. Now, on this DVD, I'm going to say this. Of course, this is a commercial for it. My feeling in my heart, you know, is that this is probably, thank you, Eric, this is probably the last of things I'll be able to do. Just multiple reasons for that in this area of DVDs, in this area of expedition. To say so many things are going on is an understatement.
It's
maybe
getting bad out there.
Yeah, it's getting bad out there. And I refuse to put Jesse G, I mean, because I'm his employer, but he's also my friend. I had to pull the plug on what, and look, this isn't melodrama or bullshit, you know, sheet. This is the reality. And ladies and gentlemen, if anybody, I now see people on YouTube, they've got to be a third of my age, I'm 72, trying to talk about the Smithsonian cover-up, the this, that, and the other thing. We put out an amazing DVD from Gen 6 on the Holocaust of Giants, and I have the only eyewitness testimony to come forth from one of the men who listened to me on Coast to Coast, who was actually taken to the secret vaults of the Smithsonian. So it isn't bullshit. It's reality. But Doug, so many people don't care. But back to the issue of the transgender. Who it is reputed now, it's even open. The Abomination of Desolation comes out and talks about his memoirs, that he's basically gay in his dreams. Well, I got news for you. I don't think the bathhouse boys would say it was only his dreams. And the whole idea that he married a man who transitioned into a woman, this is out there. It's alleged. But the point is that if that's the truth, then you can see the root. And yet, and I'm going to refer back to Melissa Rivers, why was Joan Rivers murdered in a relatively simple procedure? because of her position in the Hollywood, if you will, the whole Hollywood, what would you call it, group, actors, actresses, talk show hosts. And she was one of the funniest.
Cult.
Hey, better job than I did. And it's a question. That's a matter of history. Now, ladies and gentlemen, America's the greatest nation in the world. We intend to change all that. The other statement he made, watch what I'm going to do for Islam. Okay? Even when that little weasel, I forget his name. What's that little weasel, George Stephanopoulos? Weasel names come quickly to me. He was interviewing Obama, and Obama says, my Muslim roots or whatever. Remember that? And weasel, Stephanopoulos together, tongue-tied. But he said, no, you mean your Christian roots. You remember that?
Oh, absolutely. And Weaselopoulos.
See, it's not as easy as it may sound. Sometimes it's easy. I'll give you a good example. The woke and broke attitude of what used to be the military, it's milicide. In other words, military suicide. But it's going to turn from milicide to the genocide of the white race. Now, if you kill off white males and white females, and these are going to be what my source said are going to be frontliners, okay? They're going to be put into harm's way intentionally. They don't even, and this is what the guy said, Steve, the U.S. has given so many weapons away, they're going to go into the fight with inferior weapons, no backup, and they're going to be fodder, you know, F-O-D-D-E-R, followed by cannon. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, even if you're a vet, I know vets are emailing me and saying, I will fight, I fought for my country, I will fight for my sons and daughters, I was willing to lay down my life for my country, I'm willing to lay down my life for my children. And I'm telling people, pleading with people, this isn't fear porn. And, you know, I would give the people that use the word fear porn, and what's the other thing they call fear porn? What do they accuse us of all the time?
Oh, conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theories. Ladies and gentlemen, every single conspiracy theory that even Jesse, what was Jesse's name, the guy that had the series? Jesse, the WW.
Ventura.
Ventura, yeah. Even the conspiracy series that Jesse Ventura hosted, they took that off. He got too close to the truth. So what I would say, Doug, is that there's a website called What a Finger News or something like that. I love that name because so many of these people are, number one, now they're AI. Number two, they're already co-opted. Number three, they're going to come against everybody that stands up for the nuclear family, a male and a female, for the white race. They're going to do everything they can to displace the white race. And that's what's going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. Our vets die on the streets. It infuriates me. And to those people that let it happen, I give them a middle finger salute. They allow the mutilation. Now the gates of hell is talking about giving 86 million young girls in America HPV virus for whatever, papilloma. Do you know how many young women died of that or have life-threatening after effects? Do we sit back and just continue? So here's the thing. Most people and people want me or you to issue, to arms, aliens are coming. I'm not talking about aliens that we're discovering. I'm talking about the illegals. But 10 million, and they all get money monthly. They all get a hell phone. And now, ladies and gentlemen, what's interesting, this is what's going to really infuriate people. The phones that are given, there's no cost to the recipients. The money that they get on a credit card or a debit card, that doesn't affect certain banks. But over the weekend, I got to jump to this. They're all related. The automatic clearinghouse, ACH, deposits were held up, and they still may be held up at Chase Bank. The amount of American employees and workers who get their money automatically deposited in their account, let's say they work for one of the automobile companies or every company that just basically hires someone to manage their payroll, goes
into
their
direct deposit. Simple as that.
Direct deposit.
Yeah.
The direct deposit. What happens, ladies and gentlemen, when, and no one else was talking about this. We were talking about this in private briefings. What happens when Company A has B employees, in other words, the A is the company, the B are the employees, and A, because of whatever their political wrongness is in the eyes of Chase, you know, or any of the other banks that are cutting off people, just debanking them. You know what's interesting? The more we debunk them, the more they debank us, you know?
Exactly.
D-E-B-A-N-K. So the point is that what happens when that company that normally uses a line of credit, whether they're called LOCs, are cut off behind their back with no knowledge of what has happened. Let's say I'm a megacorp and I got a $100 million line of credit, but something somewhere, somebody wants to make sure all my employees don't get paid. What happens when they hit the root of the system that pays the employees working for the system? Doug,
right.
You are a forensic examiner.
Well, I mean, and that's based on the DEI agenda, diversity, equity, and inclusion. For the reason for that interruption, what happens? It's going to be a shitstorm. And I make no apologies for that description. Go ahead.
Well, and again, ladies and gentlemen, remember this. We're now dealing with F5, you know, sheet storms. The only reason I say it, and you can say, you know, it's I'm trying seriously to get control. Do you know I get more that word, what would you say, negative feedback,
yep,
than when I talk about the bloodthirsty demons, the bloodlust of those that are slaughtering the innocent babies, that are absolutely sacrificing young men. We just lost the children of Maui. Where did they go? Oh, don't worry about it. Nobody cares. They went into the slave markets, I'm told, by people that track airplanes, that track and see stuff that none of us can see. But you know what they say? And Doug, you've heard it too. You've heard me say this on your show for 20 years, or as long as we've been on radio, whatever, together. The point is that what happens to a nation that quits caring? Well, someone who wants the blessing will take it by force. And God says, historically, when the nations that he has blessed turn against him, then pillagers and plunderers come from all four corners of the world, in this case, north and south, east and west, and they take over and take down. And ladies and gentlemen, it turns into just basically an open sewer. So what you're seeing in the cities that are run by demon rats, okay, Democrats, adhered and acknowledged and let to go, you know, well, we might be considering Biden, impeachment. Are you freaking kidding me? How much evidence is necessary? Oh,
treason. And by the way,
you're not, Doug, you're not interrupting me.
Because don't get too far away from what you were saying. The people that have come up from the southern border, especially, now you got some from the north and you got some flying directly in, but the people you were referencing, the illegal aliens who have the card and have the phones, have created sleeper cells in the United States. I wrote about this in the upcoming edition of Wisconsin Christian News, exclusive to that, where these people are waiting for activation orders. I'm telling you, this is the way it's going to go. And what you see with respect to these pro-Hamas rallies in Antifa and BLM, the days of peaceful riots back in, a year or two ago, that's going to look like a summer picnic compared to what is coming, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I want everyone to understand, when you have the lead intelligence agencies within the United States putting out a hit list on conservatives, gun owners, and Christians, and homeschoolers. Greg Evenson, God bless him, went into such great detail. Green Beret and the stuff he was involved with would be mind-boggling. And I remember talking to Greg, even his own family didn't believe when he'd tell them the truth. You see, when you tell people the truth, if it's uncomfortable, they automatically reject it. So let's get back to what we're talking about today. And I'm on record. 1 million people in one day will lose their jobs. Remember me saying that?
I do.
1 million people.
Yeah.
When I'm told how many people, and I believe this is verification, authentication, but no one will believe it until it becomes headlines in the mainstream accessory to genocide press. I used to call them mainstream murdering press, but now they're MSATGM, mainstream accessories to genocide. So,
and that's literal. I interrupt, but that's literal. It just came out today. CNN reporter over in Gaza, embedded with Hamas. CNN reporter working on the payroll for CNN. He was embedded with Hamas. He knew about the October 7th invasion. He knew about it ahead of time. Said nothing. Murderous bastards. They are murderous bastards. Yes, they
and
are.
A bastard just for all those, you know, listen, if those words offend you, I'm not kidding you. Please go buy a sandbox. Make sure it's deep enough to bury your head in. Hire every kid with their parents' permission to come and just dump more sand on you because you're already dead. Your head is in the sand. And ladies and gentlemen, mankind was not meant to give itself proctological exams. In essence, you know, what that means is their head is in their rear end.
Cranial rectal inversion is what I call that.
Yep. Oh, that's a great. Oh, I love that, brother Doug. But so we've got all these people who are terrorists with their hell phones. We've got pre-positioned weapons by the billions of dollars, counting the weapons and ammunition. You've got every federal agency, you can look it up. We did shows on this years ago that, you know, somehow the most innocuous federal agency doesn't need suppressed weapons. A suppressed weapon, most people know a suppressed weapon as a silenced weapon. A suppressor is that's the official name. Silencer is kind of the colloquial name. Or MP5s. MP5s is a Heckler & Koch. You see the SEALs use them all the time. They use everything, but MP5s, you see SWAT teams using them, and they're 40 caliber, basically submachine guns. And you see now that, and this is what's terrifying. When I say terrifying, I'm not using the word terrifying. T-E-R-R-O-R-F-Y-I-N-G. We're watching the pre-positioning of military units throughout the United States, where you see the greatest, greatest grouping of them. That's the, you can bet your dollars that there is a warehouse within that vicinity ready to hand out weapons and ammunition with pre-selected targets.
And most of the, not most, many of those are housed in Islamic centers and in mosques across the United States. I can point to one in Buffalo, New York. I can point to one at the base of the Catskills. But there are others that also, like you said, during the ammunition wholesale buy-in by Obama, there are other depots of ammunition and arms across the United States prepositioned for the very people you're talking about.
Well, and also, you know, the narco-terrorists, they're good businessmen. I'm not praising them, but they understand. And I don't think people get this, okay? Most people can only think to their grocery bills, their mortgage, their house payment, and that's how the elite want the, if you will, the worker ants to think. But when you have vast amounts of narco-terrorist money, and I'm talking in the tens of billions of dollars, that can buy you a lot of weapons on the black market. Well, certainly can. And by anything that U.S. gave to, Zelensky, you know, they should call it not e-commerce anymore, but Z, as in Zelensky commerce. It just came out, what, within the last 4 days, Doug, that his wife is one of the alleged biggest child traffickers in the world?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's Ukraine is the sewage pit for the globalists. It's child trafficking. It's money laundering. It's the Biden bidet, of the world. Biden bidet of the world. Go ahead.
Well, and this is but we look at it and marvel. Do you know that again? When I hear that, you know, McCarthy, the guy that got kicked out of being Speaker of the House? Why did it take so long? Aren't we 3 years into the Biden crime cartel's rule and reign of terror? Why did it take that long to even begin? They knew all this stuff, and the reason is because every law enforcement on federal level, every intelligence agency on a foreign level, and the U.S. military is under foreign, the highest levels are under foreign payrolls. You know, here's what people don't understand. What we did to Iraq, the reason why Iraq fell is the United States went in there and paid off a lot of generals. What's an Iraqi general maybe getting $10,000, $15,000 a year when somebody offers them $1.5 million, a bank account, and a get out of Iraq or get out of Baghdad card free? Well, we are watching our own political leaders and military men and women get that same thing. Doug, I can only say this. The feedback is going to be horrific. And the deal that I don't think they're coming at, again, why whites, 7% of the world's white? It's because, in essence, you know, I believe one of the reasons is because you call the devil, Lucifer in heaven, Satan on earth. Lucifer was who he is known by in heaven. Satan, people will argue over that. I said, then take it up with Jesus. Take it up with the book of Isaiah, the book of Ezekiel. Take it up in the New Testament where Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Get with it, you guys. Satan means adversary, and yet he's a hater of men's souls. And I want to make this clear to everybody. No political solution can be arrived at a spiritual rebellion and a spiritual time period. The devil's countdown for 42 months starts, in my opinion, the day the first nuke goes off. The nukes will go off. We've been giving our private briefing subscribers this kind of information, and you referred to it twice a week. And I tell people, you know, they don't understand how much money is spent in intelligence gathering. And so when we have, you know, fundraisers for our DVDs or the expeditions, or you're kind enough to let Jesse come on and tell people what we're dealing with, orbs. And, you know, when he says, you know, he's headed to a certain place in Southern Baja, and, you know, he said sometimes it feels like it's filthy with lice around him. There's so many agents, spies spying on spies. See, the average person will think that's melodrama. The average person, that's just nonsense. They're just trying to sell their DVDs. The point that I'm trying to make is that the people who will bitch the most, complain continually, undermine, slander, ridicule, mock, those are the ones that would never spend $1 of their money. Liberals love to spend everybody else's money. And even conservatives believe, and I'm telling you this, Circus Distracticus is the whole politicus theatricus of madness. And we're just going to wait for the president to come back. They're going to kill him outside of the grace of God.
Thank you. And you know, Steve, let me ask you a question. If we get to an election in 2024, what the hell makes anyone think that it's going to be any different than 2020, 2022, 2023, what we saw, you know, this week in Pennsylvania? And even if we get to that point, what makes you think Trump is going to they're going to allow Trump to survive? I mean, JFK, RFK, hey, you know, just saying, it happens.
It not only happens, but Doug, the real threat is the Iranian, terror cells in this country.
Oh, yeah.
And people are seeing drones, D-R-O-N-E-S footage, where you can get a couple $1,000 drone, and if you're a chemist, you can cause mayhem. You can cut up, well, I won't go to the details, but believe me, if I can think them, they already know them.
Yeah, hold that thought. We're going into overdrive for those people. Just hang with us. Go ahead, continue, Steve. Go ahead.
Well, again, thank you for going in. It's overdrive, meaning we're into the next half hour of the show or whatever.
Yeah, we lose some remaining affiliates that haven't thrown me off, and some of the audio on Global Star. Go ahead.
Well, I would tell people that, you know, most people think of trucks coming in with armed troops, UN troops, NATO troops, you know, rushing our doors, killing everybody in our houses. But they're more sophisticated than that now. They'll fly drones over. They'll fly silent helicopters. They will do anything they can to get the intelligence. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who obtained, a real educationist when you went to the True Legends Conference in Branson, when we showed that astonishing video, we didn't make it, but it was on the internet, of drones targeting individuals with microcharges and killing them. Do you remember that, Doug? Where
Yeah.
And so here's what I'm saying. Instead of buying another, you know, battle rifle, and I believe everybody should have one, but those of you who are capable pilots, get the drones you can, learn to fly, and the average person can learn to fly them. Look, anybody with a cell phone can, usually most of the drones hook up to a cell phone. Some have their individual commands like our RC aircraft and stuff, but you can have a counter espionage effect when you know that there are drones in the air looking for you. And there are ways, and I won't go into the detail, but I know people that are working on technology to intercept their drone signals, send their drones directly at it, and basically smash it with kinetic, you know, response. In essence, they're going to crash their drone into the bad guy's drone, who the bad guy's drone wants to dump explosives on this. And that's what Greg Evenson talked about. Not so much his drones, but he said the U.S. Air Force has a code name for bombing American citizens, and it was called yard farming. You remember that?
I do, yeah.
And you remember when you and I were throwing a fit, I was throwing a fit, and you were throwing a fit over those bastards, and a bastard is the illegal and the unusual combination of fallen angels and earth women, and God called their offspring. For instance, Goliath is a real bastard.
Yeah.
No, really?
No, so, and people, folks, understand the, you got to understand where these words come from, because words mean things. You're exactly right. It's the pollution of the DNA, right? I mean.
Exactly. And now, where is the biggest war in the world? DNA.
Yep.
Where is the biggest control in the world? DNA. What's the most present target in every human being born of normal sexual reproduction? That DNA is the target. And this is, you know, Doug, I remember this, talking about this stuff. Oh, they can't have race-specific bioweapons. And I would just say this, ring the bell for another vacuous, suck their brains out their nose, their ears, their mouth, and other orifices.
You wrote about that in Xenogenesis, right?
Yeah, and also Genetic Armageddon.
Both. But yeah, I remember this, and I remember getting emails, and back when we were on a couple of phone calls, saying, no, that's all science fiction. And yet here we are. News broke this morning, last night, or whatever, about the DNA, intentional DNA contamination of the injections. They made it sound like, well, it wasn't on purpose. Yeah, it was. Exactly what they were doing. And 10 years ago, you're the one that predicted that or said that was happening.
Well, I wrote about it. Yeah. And look, it wasn't it was longer than that, 20 years ago. And the thing is why am I saying that? Because from Genesis 3:15, the Old Testament matters. The Old Testament, Jesus was prophesied in the Old Testament. You know the people that have the hardest time with the true prophecies from God's voice to individuals he calls to that? The ones that have the hardest time are religious people. The two most avoided subjects in Christendom are biblical prophecy and the second coming of Jesus. That's one. I'd use that combo as one. The second thing is the name of Jesus himself. And now the vilification of the Christians goes on and on. Rolling Stones did a hit piece on Jonathan Cahn, and he responded brilliantly. And, you know, the thing is what's critical for people is this. You cannot go back to normal. You're not going back to normal. You watch the elections around the country tampered with, stolen, and power seized demonically is never defeated politically. That's a really powerful statement. The physical realm people that believe in, oh, my vote counts. No, it doesn't. But what the devil is counting on is God's people never realizing the spiritual nature of the battle. And that's what we're in. So you can quote Ephesians 6. And by the way, most pastors won't. And people say, why are you so rough on him? Because the religious people of their day, the Pharisees and Sadducees, demanded the death of Jesus because he was interrupting their business plan. The evil entities that control the world, Satan controls the money of the world. Jesus said the love of money is a root of all evil, not money. But therefore, the love of money and the application and ownership of it is the control of all evil. People say, why don't you deal with the Rothschilds and Rockefellers more? Because I dealt with that 25, 30 years ago. What's now apparent is the supernatural veil, or the veil of the supernatural is a better way to say it, is being torn open so all can see. So the religious people of the day, just like ours are coming, are going to demand the death of those who interrupt their business plan. Their business plan is you shear the sheep, you pick their pockets, and when there's nothing else for them to give, you boil them and you eat them. And I am talking about literal cannibalism.
Oh, man. Is there anything right now that you can see, Steve, where we in America, the conservative Christians, can do aside from pray? And that's so important to do that and get closer to God and to make sure that, you know, you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But is there anything that you can see that we can actually do?
Well, I think the best answer to that, Doug, is, and maybe you should get Catherine Austin Fitz, because she did a marvelous job with Dr. Mercola's interview.
Yes.
And kudos to Catherine Austin Fitz, you know, brilliant lady, articulate, but also practical. And because we don't have the time to go into it, I can just tell you point blank. For people say, oh, you just give us all these problems and no answers. Catherine Austin Fitz gives you the answer. I'll tell you one thing. Anybody that does online banking, that's a knife across your throat. Well, it's just more convenient. Yes, and that's what they're counting on.
Sure.
Apathy and indifference, okay? Carelessness and lack of responsibility. You know, this is what most people want. They want La Dolce Vita. I remember that movie when it came out. The good life, okay? The good life.
Yeah.
But people lay down their life. You walk through the battlefields of Europe and the cemeteries in Europe, especially, on the Normandy coast, and you see a lot of crosses. Now, what are we watching? To hell with those that want to take off our history. You hate the Confederates as part of our history. You hate haters hate everything. And ultimately, they will demand the lives of those who they've targeted. Ladies and gentlemen, the community organizers that Doug laid out of, Reverend Wright, Obama, etc., they go on, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. If people think that's not an important point, the 13th rule, you watch Donald Trump be destroyed.
Yeah.
If had he not been blinded, in my opinion, by his ego, he could have seen the setup back then. You attack, you attack, you attack. You stand against in prayer. You rebuke the spirit that's coming against the Christians, and it is the spirit of slaughter. You stand, speak up. You pray up, but you also act up. I'll give you a real simple statement. Anybody, this is going to piss off a lot of people. Anybody who does online banking is going to lose everything. Anybody who believes, and I've done this before, that physical metals are better in paper form, and I know a guy who's just worth, I don't know, $800 million, and by the way, it happens to be somebody that's in Montana, and he doesn't want to. I mean, $800 million. I asked him. I said, "But how much of it's in paper?" He said, "Well, a lot of it's commercial real estate. You want to be in the commercial real estate market? I've been at this business, and the business is precious metals. And I got to tell you something. I see some crazy stuff. For instance, most people that sell metals don't understand the going rate of T-bill discounts, treasury bill discounts in the real world. China's selling billions of dollars of T-bills. Other nations are too, for up to 70% discount. So if you have $100 billion in U.S. T-bills, they'll sell it for $30 billion. They take the $30 billion and buy gold, buy platinum. This is silver. And ladies and gentlemen, this is real. How many of the gold people out there know this kind of stuff? They don't have 40 years in the business. I do. And so when I'm trying to tell people, look, call my son, Tyler, 406-586-4842. And, if you would, Eric, put it up. I don't believe you have that much time. Federal Express announced yesterday, I think they have to furlough, one-third to one-half of their pilots? And they told them to go to work for United Airlines and another airlines. And the Federal Express pilots can get a $250,000 sign-on bonus because there's not enough pilots. You know why?
Oh, yeah, I do know why. Yeah, go ahead.
They were all vaccinated.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a big thing right now about commercial airline pilots having a problem, brother.
Yep.
And there it is on your screen. But by the way, all right, there is absolutely no reason for anyone not to have physical possession of gold, silver, platinum, whatever precious metal you're out there. End of story, period. Look.
Eric, yeah. And Eric, scroll down if you would, because we have the real-time quotes.
I love that, too.
Yeah, wherever it is on our screen.
If you scroll down and hit real time on gold, and then you can flop. There it is.
Right there. What this is important, I used to have Kitco feeds. Kitco's a competitor, gold, silver, a huge company, but they would always lag the market. These are my words, in my opinion. There were times when the spot prices were just so not real. This is in real time. By the way, this is a paid feed. This is big buck feed. And if you notice, like, for instance, gold up $15, but gold went down, the other couple days. I mean, they hit it hard. The people that hit gold and silver hard are the ones that want you to buy ETFs. And, unfortunately, the paper, let's say the paper that this is written on has no value. This has value. And what we're putting out in the private briefing today is, all the people that want cryptocurrency, what good is cryptocurrency? And if people really understood who's behind cryptocurrency, they can make up the stories. And the name of the gentleman that they attribute to the genius of cryptocurrencies, I'll tell everybody this, okay? That's not an individual. That is a consortium of Intel companies. If you get everybody to give up this, and I admit, I wish I would have been in Bitcoin at $1. Who doesn't? But again, the lure of getting everything real, putting it into an intangible IOU is not only irrelevant, it's dangerous. So what can you do? Basically, take possession of your gold and silver. We're at World War freaking III. And Doug, you know what? Most people say, you're just embellishing it. Oh, do I have to, pray for God's grace? We're not embellishing it. Tell that to the people that are going strong. Look, Iran said, we're not afraid your aircraft carriers will sink them. That they really have the technology to do that. And why would we fail in the U.S. military industrial complex to, even with all the intelligence of what Russia's doing, China's doing, India is working on their third generation hypersonic missiles, okay? That's even beyond what anybody else is doing. And so, you know, this is why the private briefings, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, once you, you know, you subscribe to it, you get access to all the older ones, and you can have a PhD, and I mean this, I don't give literal diplomas, but you can have the equivalent of a PhD in understanding the world as it really is. And so we're watching right now, and I stand by this statement, we are a nation under divine judgment, and I believe outside of individuals and groups that honor the living God, we are given over to destruction. And Doug, most people won't believe that until the first mushroom cloud, what my friends in spec operations used to call buckets of sunshine, are bringing a lot of the not wonderful kind of sunshine, which is an instantaneous, your e-ticket to eternity. And you better know where you stand. When you breathe your last breath, when you see your last sunset, sunrise, when you kiss your wife and she kisses you, the last kiss, the last glimpse, there comes a time when the last of things is in motion. And but with the kingdom of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, we have hope for a future. We know the Lord's going to return, and we may be with him, coming back with him. And again, what happens to the people that have believed that, oh, there's going to be no World War III, and you can't have Ezekiel's war because the church is raptured out of here? Notice the spelling of that word, R-U-P-T-U-R-E-D. What happens when that doesn't happen? I'm telling you what's going to go wrong. They're going to go and grab the preachers, the teachers, and say, but you lied to us. But it's too late. When they, just to put this in perspective, if you want, you tell me when you want to close. When the white buses show up at, Festus's evangelical celebration for this holiday or that, and yet you see something strange. You see women going on one bus, men going on another bus, and children going on another bus.
At the urging of the pastors of the clergy, yes. Response team. That's right. Yep. Yeah.
And so I don't believe, personally, I don't believe that needs to be the case. I believe literally this, and most people would never apply it to this. I don't think anybody else has, but I'm doing it right now, is that when Jesus and the Word of God says, you know, come out from amongst them and be separate, saith the Lord, lest ye be a partaker of their sins, with sin comes judgment. And the people that would listen and sacrifice their wives. And if you don't think that's going to be real, think, where did the Maui children go? Where do all the disappearing children go? Where do we sit and stand and say nothing, do nothing, and say, well, I just don't want to make myself visible? Everybody's visible. Again, in our private briefing today, every cell phone, every hard line, every single person that's ever talked on a cell, and, well, I don't believe it. Shut the hell up, is voice printed. You can have a burner phone. I don't even have one because, in essence, you know, I have a satellite phone. Satellite phones are harder to track, and they're harder to eavesdrop on. But this, you know, Stingray technology, by the way, I think, what, however many January 6th guys are in prison, almost all of them are in this by show and tell. Because they had their cell phone from hell, they were geofenced, and that's how they were picked up. They're looking for one right now in Montana. Who's they? SWAT teams? Because all he did was, he was, you know, in Washington like everybody else. And you guys who are hearing about Owen Schroyer in solitary confinement, call your senators, call your congressmen, at least do something. And then when you remember, and Doug, I can close with this, it's really important. If you love your children, do not let them be drafted. Understand it may cost you your life to keep them alive, but so be it. Women die in childbirth, their children come forth. Men die in combat, the wife raises a child, which is many times a mirror image of the father that sired the child. We're watching every form of the word IDE, suicide, democide, fratricide, all of the words in motion at once. Listen, it's not going back to good. It's not going back to the way it is. And if Trump, when he had all of the powers he had, ask yourself this, why did every single person betray him, and how could he have not seen it when it was in his own household? How is it, Doug? I mean, it is. It could not have been any clearer that everything and everyone, Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, you can look it up on the internet, I think it's the 13th rule, target, 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 and this is what's going on with Christianity. It's beginning. Identify, vilify, nullify, destroy. They're identifying Christians, oh, you guys are all bad. And when I get some purple-haired tweak, you know, or some whatever pseudonym, pronoun, whatever they go by, you know, saying that you Christians are violent, you bleeping, you know, bleepers are tearing the country down. You're absolutely anarchists, and they go free, and we have our brothers in prison, and we have Owen Schroyer in solitary confinement.
And let's not forget, again, I didn't mean to overtalk you, but let's not forget, Steve, people think that the January 6th Department of Justice, everything is over. They are still hunting down people to put in jail from January 6th. And ask me how I know. Don't ask me how I know, but I'm telling you that as a matter of fact.
I agree. Doug, it's never going to end. And you know what? You know this too. Please come right back on with me. Take it over. But they're widening the circle, aren't they?
Exactly. Man, you nailed it. Steve, I know you got to bounce. I mean, it was a fantastic show. I thank you for hanging with me in this additional time. Your closing thoughts, anything else you want to say here as we...
I would say for those who want an answer immediately, go find, it's on my website, Dr. Mercola's interview with Catherine Austin Fitz. She absolutely, use cash. Don't let the bastards give you the preliminary mark of the beast. And you've got to have the beast to have his mark. The technology already exists. Don't buy the lie. Don't go and run like, you know, cattle to the slaughter and take the next vaccine. By the way, Israel vaccinated 90% of their population. Yep. For a country that is the children of the Holocaust, that was a dead giveaway, in my opinion, that in essence, somebody beyond the Israeli government is overruling this. Learn. Ask God, if you're a Christian, believe in him. Ask him to show you the true nature of the globicidal chess game that's in place. You've got to understand there's a supernatural controlling hand. Oh, and by the way, didn't Obama just show up as a hand within the sock puppet Biden? And then, ladies and gentlemen, well, you can. Listen, get off of I'm looking for a check. Well, I don't use much. I'm looking for a check. Get this podcast as a check. If you do online banking, and if you're in the big five, first of all, if you do online banking, don't. If you do have online banking at the point of this podcast, print out, keep all your statements or print out the latest statements and all your deposit for the last 3 years. Because, Doug, what they're going to do to people that have been online banking, when their internal memories are attacked through cyber attack, they say, well, we don't show that in our records. And that's when, again, you know, I can't explain the horror, H-O-R-R-O-R, that's going to come upon people. You know, call us. And look, I'm not apologizing. I know, and what I do that's different is when with our clients, I try and go into the extent, first of all, of what's really going on. And there are people that call me that have seven figures and eight figures, and they want to go 5%. I said, well, that's good, because you just lost 95% of $100 million. What I'm saying is, look, again, you can call us at Renaissance, ask for Tyler. You can email me, steve777 at stevequell.com. We ship metals with insurance on FedEx. My number one concern is, I've warned about this, Doug, the people that are buying the most, the central banks that are buying the most gold, they're fighting in the background. They're going to the South American miners. They're going to the mines all over the world, and they're buying net mine assay. They're paying for it in advance. In essence, if Company A says, well, we're going to have 1 million ounces of gold, they say, fine, we'll take it. here's, you know, whatever, $2 billion, you know, we want every ounce of it, pun intended. So the thing I'm telling people is what's available is available for a short period of time. We've seen shortages. We've seen times when nobody cares. This is a time when at the most dangerous time in history, metal sales are flat. But this is a time to buy them when they're flat or have taken a hit, like in gold, doesn't make any difference. To me, it went up $15 today, but it was down $100, close to it, last couple, 3 days. You know, this is what people got to understand. It's too late to get in when the door closes. And the wish I could have, wish I would have. If people, and I want to say this, those who are listening to this broadcast will not take enough or make the effort to take control of, if you've got any deposits in the big five banks, get them out and transfer them. If you want to keep money in the bank, transfer it to strong regional banks. But you're going to lose everything and you have no recourse. I don't know how to make it plainer than that, Doug. And the people that are already, and I'm sure there's some people listening to us that haven't gotten their paychecks, you've got to understand that this is what's coming up for everybody that works for a living. And I know, look, I have banks and, you know, I know that's coming to a close.
In the closing moments, in case people didn't see this, I think this was earlier today, China leads record central bank gold buying in the first 9 months of the year. If this does not tell you something that, you know, what do they know that we don't know, or what are they preparing for that you're not? Look at this article in the Financial Times. So, Steve, you're absolutely correct. And obviously they're taking possession, you know, but the central banks have bought 800 tons in the first 9 months of the year, 14% increase year to year, year on year increase. And that should tell you something.
Again, Doug, there's no fear in what I'm telling people. Remember, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. And the piece of paper, well, people say, well, that's not worth the paper it's written on. Now you get it. But if you don't have, and again, this is the last time I think that you and I may have to talk about gold, silver, platinum. If you don't have it, get it. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's critical. When the whole world is at DEFCON, defense condition 2, at points they go to 1, it's classified when they go to 1. But whenever missiles are fired of a strategic or ballistic a type, for instance, when the Houthis were shooting their, ballistic missile, there is at that point DEFCON 1, where that means everybody gets set because there could be immediate nuclear launch from multiple areas. It could go back to DEFCON 2.
Yemen. Yeah, and people couldn't find that on a map, I'm sure. And by the way, when we're talking about gold and silver, and people will say, well, what good's gold and silver going to do in a time like that? I'm going to tell you something, okay? Two words, study history. That's all. I'm not going to, if you ask that question, there's no way I can help you. Just study history.
Yeah, that's really a critical issue. And Doug, again, I want everybody, you know, there's so much talk on the internet about the mark of the beast. So much talk. People are arguing, is it this? Is it that? Is the next thing? Remember, cryptocurrencies, the Antichrist, when he shows up, isn't going to say, you know, I want to kill everybody. Those of you who have crypto, you can continue on. No, the book of Daniel claims that he takes control of the gold, the silver, and barter amongst fleeing Christians of gold and silver. Look, it's a historic fact. And you said, you know, read history. But for those who don't want to read history, your history will be in a headstone or a plaque somewhere or a ledger at some prison camp. That's sad. When people could get out, they didn't. When people could move their funds, they won't. When people are warned, and I'm telling you, I've had three people talking to them in the last week. Well, I think it'll be another week out. I said, so you're willing to lose $2 million in one case because you just won't say, hey, get a bank, move it out. Please, again, and Doug, maybe if you could put up Mercola's link to Catherine Austin Fitz's interview.
I will.
Interview. God bless everyone. Thank you for your support. for Doug Hagman. Thank you for your support for us. And please, I'm telling you, it's important, as Doug already stated, you understand the past history, the lies associated with, you can understand the future and coming lies that are designed to only do one thing, deceive and destroy. Oh, that's your Tuesday. Okay, blessings, Doug. Thank
you. God bless you. Thank you, Steve. Folks, that'll do it for us. What a wonderful, just a fantastic show. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. And hey, you know what? Stock up. What a great preservation of wealth gold and silver, precious metals are. Hey, even if nothing happens, right? Preservation of wealth. God bless each and every one of you. Have a great day.